Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Patton and he is safe. Hoover steals second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hoover moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Sullivan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Clary reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Giuliani now catching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clary. Overmeyer moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clary hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and throws to first to double up Pretty. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Ross reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Overmyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Overmyer moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt pinch runs for Ellis Clary. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 1 in the game. Giuliani takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Red Marion pinch hits for early win. Red Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.